From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. If you are working in the tech industry today, you are talking about virtual reality. VR seems like the next great hope of changing the way we do just about everything. So Alphabet, the parent company of Google, needs to have a hand in it. You may have seen the low-cost toy-like Google Cardboard headsets, but that ante is being upped. Last month, we heard that the company was forming its own division with product manager Clay Baver at the head. This month, there are reports that the company is also going to build its own standalone VR device. Audie Robertson is senior reporter at The Verge. Hello, Audie.
Hi.
This was a surprise, at least a little bit, to me that Google is finally reportedly doing this. What do we know about it?
So right now we know basically about two projects from Google, neither of which is confirmed. The first one is that it's going to adapt its cardboard mobile VR headset into something that's more like the Gear VR, so something you can put on and maybe interact with instead of just holding up. The other one is way weirder, and it is that Google is trying to build an all-in-one VR headset, which would mean a headset that's not powered by a phone and it doesn't plug into your PC. It's just a computer that you put on your head.
Can you talk more about that? That sounds weird and potentially interesting.
So conceptually, really all it is a Gear VR that you can't take apart and that doesn't have to work as a phone. There are very, very few of them, and so far they haven't worked out very well.
What are the company's challenges as it apparently goes forward in this space beyond just the competition that's already out there?
Well, there's still just a lot of technological challenges and sort of price challenges with building a completely self-contained headset that's good enough, better enough compared to something like the Gear VR that it's worth spending however much money it's going to cost.
What can Google bring to the space that other companies can't?
So the first really big thing is that Google can reach across a huge number of mobile manufacturers. The thing that's really valuable about it building something that's more like the Gear VR is that right now the Gear VR works with four phones. They're Samsung's flagship phones. And what Google can do is talk to basically everyone who makes Android and try to get all of them to make something that would be compatible with this. And it would mean that you could have a high-quality mobile VR experience that a very, very large segment of the population could use.
Audie Robertson, senior reporter at The Verge, writing about virtual reality. Audie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This week, we'll be watching earnings from the company Garmin, which makes those GPS systems that, accepting rental car perks, seem to have been all but replaced by the average smartphone mapping app. Don't write off the Swiss company just yet, though. It's got something of value, a lot of experience in mapping. It just bought a mapping and satellite communications company in Maine called DeLorme. It's also getting into something that might feel a little more modern.
You also like to do this, and this, and this, which means you should probably wear this.
Yes, it's an ad for a smartwatch. We'll see how that's working out for Garmin when the company announces earnings tomorrow. Years ago, the online security industry was estimated to grow tenfold in a decade. Well, in 2016, that feels like a lowball guess. Every single business connected to the internet finds itself trying to make sense of an environment where the potential for a hacking attack seems realer than ever. Good news if you've got the skills in demand. Getting the job at some firms might take more than a computer science degree and a certification, though. You might have to have won a few medals of honor in the world of security, as Sam Harnett reports.
Devin Gergen works for the cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike. But when I talk to him, he's not protecting computers. He's hacking into them.
We're trying to get commands to run on a computer using nefarious means.
Gergen is one of about 200 people at the NetWars Championship in Washington, D.C. It's one of a bunch of new cybersecurity competitions. You win by showing you can replicate real-world hacks just like the bad guys. Winning NetWars isn't just about bragging rights. Potential employers like John Strand are watching. He owns Black Hills Information Security.
Whenever I get a resume from somebody and they put that they were a NetWars champion, that resume goes to the top of the list every single time.
Given all the demand for cybersecurity employees, you might think it'd be easy to get a job. Not so, says Vivi Lenga. She's a college senior at San Jose State University and specializes in cybersecurity.
It's really actually pretty scary looking at the requirements.
Lenga says companies want years of experience, but they don't want to invest in training you.
It's hard to get your foot in the door.
That's why she and fellow students have been entering cybersecurity competitions. They're trying to prove they've got what it takes to people like Alan Paller.
What we're looking for particularly are people who like to take things apart and find the way things can be broken.
Paller directs the SANS Institute, a cybersecurity organization that hosts NetWars and searches for people with the right stuff. They are in unexpected places, Paller says. Very unexpected, as Jeff McJunkin knows.
When I started doing NetWars, I was still a systems administrator for the city of Central Point, Oregon.
McJunkin went on to win the whole NetWars competition. He did so well, he was hired to run the thing. The IT guy from a little city in Oregon hacked his way into a cybersecurity career. Vivi Lenga and her fellow college students hope to do the same. In San Jose, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.
You can always find more from us at MarketplaceTech.org, at Facebook.com/MarketplaceTech, and at MarketplaceTech on Twitter. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.